Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't disagree with what you're saying about Kareem Hunt. I don't think that Kareem was the problem. But I guess what I've kind of established this whole season and how I felt is there's just nothing special about their run game. There's no pop. Now, some of that is which side of the argument are you on? Do they not run the ball because they don't trust their running backs? Do they run? Like, it's just. But what we saw yesterday, I'm with you. I think it was a combination of both. I don't think their running game is special. I don't think that other teams really fear their running game or think that Kansas City, A, can beat you that way, or that Kansas City is going to stick to it enough to really give it an opportunity to get going. So I also think that's part of it. And I don't think in the second half the Chiefs really had any interest in trying to run the football. I don't think they had any interest in trying to establish the run. None. I think the Chiefs just got beat up. Really, in all, they lost in every phase. They lost coaching-wise, offense, defense. They lost in every single phase. So I'm not here blaming Kareem Hunt. I don't think that Kareem Hunt is the reason that they lost. I just think it's everything. I don't think the Chiefs are special at it. I don't think they have much interest in trying to establish the run. We talked a lot about Bashard Smith. I was excited to see Bashard Smith's role increase in the offense. Now with no Isaiah Pacheco and what that meant, I mean, they gave Bashard Smith 3 carries in the game. And he had 1 target in the pass game. He wasn't a part of their game plan. How? After what he's done the last couple of weeks, you weren't interested? We talk about using the extended run game as, or the short pass game as an extension of the run game. They didn't do that. Xavier Worthy had 1 carry in the game. Rashee Rice had 2 carries in the game. Like, the Chiefs just were not interested in trying to get any explosiveness in the run game. They ran the Bel Air Academy Will Smith offense with Patrick Mahomes. Pat, go out there and help us. It didn't work. It didn't work at all yesterday. Pat threw it 34 times yesterday. He completed 15 passes. He didn't have a touchdown pass yesterday.
That game yesterday, it kind of reminded me, and I think, I don't know, chicken or egg, I don't know. But remember the game, the one time the Chiefs have beaten the Bills during the regular season in the Mahomes era, up in Buffalo, COVID times? Clyde Edwards-Helaire was running wild that day. And I remember the next day the sentiment was the Bills were convinced the Chiefs would eventually give up on the run and were working on stopping the pass. The Chiefs never gave up on the run, and that's how the Bills lost the Chiefs, as Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran over them. That's how I felt about yesterday's game at times. They were averaging Kareem Hunt, who's 30, was averaging 4.5 yards per carry. Outside that random Clyde Edwards-Helaire run, they were actually having a little bit of success running the football. It felt like Buffalo was convinced, if you're going to beat us today, you're going to beat us on the ground. And Andy, Nagy, Pat, whoever, they all had the same thought. That's not how we're going to win today. We don't want to do that. That's not how we play. And to the Bills' credit, they basically said, we know you'll break before us. We know that you will quit on the run game, because you mentioned how they didn't run the ball in the second half. That's infuriating to me, because what did Andy Reid tell Tracy Wolfson when he was walking off the field? Hey, we're doing a pretty good job running the ball. We got to stick with it. That's what he told Tracy Wolfson walking in the locker room. And then he came out of halftime and apparently just took a Sharpie and crossed out all the runs on that play sheet because he never went back to it. Buffalo begged the Chiefs to run to beat him, and the Chiefs just were more than willing to say, we'll pass. That's our play.
Yeah, someone on the text line just sent this message in. CDOT, they're not going to use Breshard Smith in week 9 when they can use him in the playoffs. Why doesn't everyone just admit that they hide their stuff and they don't try their best against Buffalo? I mean, all the stats say it. Why can't you just admit it? If you're telling me the Chiefs' plan right now is to hide a running back that has 28 carries for 82 yards this season in Breshard Smith, they're doing a fantastic job of it. He's averaging 2.9 yards per carry. I don't think there's some elaborate plan when it comes to Breshard Smith. I really don't. Especially when he's been a part of their run game. He's been a part of their pass game. I mean, yesterday to me was the perfect time, I think, to kind of implement him and establish him as kind of that number two potential running back on the team. And they just didn't really have much of an interest in it. They just didn't really try to get him involved in the offense. I mean, I would say yesterday, the only player they really looked like they tried to get going was Rice. They tried pretty hard to get Rice going, which makes sense. They used Rice in a lot of different ways, creative movement around the field. He also wasn't really a part of their offensive game plan in the second half of the game.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So outside of that, I mean, Kelsey got a little bit of targets. Worthy got a little bit of targets. Tyquan Thornton just basically isn't on the team since Rashee Rice has come back. Some of the things that they were doing, a lot of this to me comes down to what's your identity as a team. It is obvious what kind of identity Buffalo wants to be. Buffalo wants to be a physical up front. We will run the football against you. James Cook got 27 carries yesterday. Josh Allen got 6 carries. He's their short yardage back. So between their two best rush options, they got 33 carries. 33 carries in the game. I mean, this game was never really this was always close. Buffalo came in there with the mentality, we believe we can run the football. We don't care what your historic run defense numbers say, because defensively, historically, you shouldn't run against Kansas City. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher since week 1 of last season, and they've stopped just about everybody. Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, you name it. Buffalo said, we don't care about that. Kansas City's offensive identity is get Pat going down the field, and they tried to do that yesterday. It was well defended, and the Chiefs just didn't really have a counter, didn't really have a number two option of what they wanted to do offensively yesterday. So I don't think Kareem Hunt was bad yesterday at all. I think he was just fine. I think they need a little bit more than fine in their run game, but this is what they got. Yesterday, they actually needed Isaiah Pacheco yesterday. I'm not saying they win the game if Pacheco was there, but given Isaiah Pacheco his normal 10 to 12 carries, using Kareem Hunt how you've been using him, I thought was really good. They didn't have a second run option in this game, and I think they need that balance in their offense. I don't think their offense works the way – it's not the big, dynamic offense if there's no threat of them running the football successfully, and there really wasn't much of a threat to that, whether it was Kareem Hunt or the Chiefs just didn't seem interested in it.
I also think, and this is just a conceptual thing, I really, really, really don't like the notion that the Chiefs are holding back plays for the playoffs, because right now the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs. Like, this game matters. This game counts. The game went on the record, and they're 5-4. Like, let's make the playoffs. Let's be in there before we're talking about secret plays and holding things back. I think the Chiefs are a good team, and they're going to make the playoffs. But this notion that, oh, they're intentionally hiding things because they're going to show them off in the playoffs. Make the playoffs first. Win one of these games.
That's just a coping mechanism. I don't know what to tell you. That's just fair. A coping mechanism. Like, if you were telling me, like, this is in the you believe the Chiefs tanked the game. Someone just said it. You keep talking like the Chiefs, this was their A-plus game plan. There was C-plus at best. They're 5-4 heading into the middle of November. This team hasn't proved they're good enough to be having secret plays. I'm not saying you got to go balls to the wall, but you had a chance to win this game. And now they head into their next game. Going on the road at Denver is a must win. I will not let anybody convince me otherwise. It is an absolute must win. They got to have it kind of game. You cannot afford to be possibly four games back of Denver with seven to go. Now, I know the mentality is going to be, we don't care as long as we make the playoffs. If you're 5-5 after 10 weeks, there ain't no guarantee you're making the postseason. So some of that time is, it's time to get going. The leaves are starting to change. It's fall. You're third place in your division. The Broncos are not going anywhere. The Chargers are not going anywhere. So this, hey, we can hold things back. Yeah, you can do that when you had a big lead over everybody last year. You don't have a big lead over everybody. You can't pop a wheelie the way that you could last year. This ain't a 15-2 football team. This is a possible 11-6 playoff team this year, that you're in danger of not winning your division.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.